Hello,
and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael. Hello. And today we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about connection as a means for achieving group goals. Around us, there are many different people and circles, which is a kind of a group. At home, we're kind of a group. At work, we have different teams. We have friends that we do different things with. We live in groups. We're social creatures, and we'd like to understand how can we introduce the idea of connection in order for us to help us all achieve a better life. So we're on a course that we've been studying together for 2-3 months, and we learned that the world is becoming ever more interconnected, and that if we want to have a good life and if we want to succeed in life, then really the basis for success is to live in a more and more interconnected way and a good attitude toward each other. This is what we've studied in the past few months. We learned how good it really is. And now we have a desire to become ambassadors of connection and to introduce this idea into our environment. We have our families, we're at work, we have teams at work, we have friends. We actually want to introduce this idea into our closer environment, into the group that we're a part of. Up until now, you taught us the right approach. Of course, I'm not a leader of any group or anything, but I'm a part of a group like any other person is. And you taught us that the approach should be very delicate, not coercive, but to understand the group, the people, what are its goals, and to introduce the connection as a means for achieving the goals of the group. And now we're coming to the stage where we want to explain it to others. How can we practically explain to the group, or I introduce into that group that I'm a part of at work or in my family, those values of connection? How can I help that group become more connected? Just to mention that I took this course and I really want for it to happen. I understand how good it is, but my friends, my family, they didn't take the course. They have no idea. And this is where we start. So, first of all, what causes a person who's a part of the groups that I'm a part of in life to connect to a certain idea? They're searching in their life for something. They're searching for answers for the different questions of life. And what are the stages in this process of explanation so that I'll be able to bring my idea closer to them? Well, each of us always has questions and answers that are more or less successful, both the questions and also the answers. And this is how we live our life until maybe we grow tired of the questions and answers and we see that the questions are useless because there are no clear answers to them that are sustainable. And therefore, it's how we live and flow with the currents of life, like yesterday and so on. However, here we really have a very unique method. That's very much adhered to our day-to-day life. Very much related to it. And we see that without a method that really explains to us how can we get along in life, we won't be able to survive. Because in previous years, we didn't really need a method. We lived our life. I was born, I live, I go to kindergarten, then school maybe, to the university, to work, to the army. Each in their own way, more or less, get married, have children, have to work in order to provide for the family. And that's how it was until we finished life. And came a new generation, the next generation, our sons, children, and grandchildren. And that's how we continue. We don't really have to know anything beyond the very narrow circle that's around us that allowed us to continue life. I knew that I have to study something, that I'll have a profession later, and I'll be able to live my life and provide myself for myself and pass it on to my children. But it doesn't happen in our time. We feel that something in our life went wrong, that it's not enough for us to know how to continue life because life is becoming very complicated, cumbersome. And that's where the problem is, because probably some new component entered our life, some new conditions that were really incapable, were incapable of surviving this way. And I remember the life of our grandparents, of my grandparents, when I was about 5 or 6, 7. Life was very simple. My parents already had a more complicated life. They finished university, they went to study, they went to work. They wanted to advance all the time with their career and everything. When I was a child, I already prepared myself since childhood. Where am I headed? What kind of profession will I get? Where will I live? Even afterwards, there was a question about in what country and so on. Meaning, from one generation to the next, if I look at the past 3 generations, I see how every generation advanced essentially in their life and had to acquire in every generation that which was suitable for them in order to be able to survive and develop, evolve. And now that I'm a father or even a grandfather, I don't know what to do. I really don't know. What will I do? I don't even know what to offer to my children, my grandchildren. And that's the difference between the generations. And the world became so unpredictable that I don't know what to offer them. I know that my parents, they raised me, they directed me, they pushed me toward different forms of development, to develop in different ways. And I don't know what to do with my children because the world is such that we have no idea what's happening today or tomorrow or yesterday or in 5 or 10 years. So what to advise your children to do? And this is our problem. And not only our children, but also we ourselves. I'm not even mentioning people my age because I'm already retired. But suppose for my children that are 40, 45, 50, I can't know how will they live their life. In short, we're living in uncertainty. And this is what gives birth to different doubts in our life. Are we well off or not? Do we have an idea where we're developing or not? What should we do with life altogether? And so you have different courses and there are different people that as if know how to help us define the meaning of life, the purpose of life. I don't really see anything good about them, or rational, or serious. But our generation is facing such questions that there are no answers for. And from what you've just described, suppose when I'm in my family or at work in some team, should I tell them these things? Should I talk to them about these things? Yes, everyone has to know about the inner state of the world, that it has no idea where to go, what to develop into. You can really see it on the behavior of the different leaders, that from one day to the next change their ways, having no idea what's the right way themselves, what is their path in life. Meaning humanity, as developed as it became, because it used to develop in a way where it was pretty clear to mankind, where is it headed, what is it developing toward, but there came a certain point in our development where we came to a dead end, and we don't know what to do. What you've described up until now, is it possible to define this as the first stage of my explanation to my surrounding? Yeah, this means that we've developed, with the help of natural processes that exist in every person, in every nation, in mankind altogether, and these processes, they have one name. Evolution. And then it's clear to us, what do we have to do, how do we do it, because it all follows our will to receive, according to which we behave and develop, and somehow, more or in a more or less successful way, but we've reached a certain kind of development. Everything we talked about up until now, I want to understand the process. Can we say that this is the first stage of my explanation to the people around me? Yeah, explain to them history, geography, and what's the sum total? The sum total is that we've exhausted our force of development, the force of development that exists in us. I'd say that it's the desire to receive pleasure, the desire to develop our life in the practical, close, and general way for everyone, according to how it seems to us. And we see that more or less the entire world is going through the same process of development. Okay, this is the first stage in our explanation. What's the next stage? I don't know. Here we've as if exhausted our inner force to enjoy life, to want something, to discover continents, to, you know, soar in the air, go into the ground, do different things, get rich. We did everything that we could. And to some extent, it brought us to a dead end. So what do we do next? We've exhausted the fuel that we had. After I told this to the people around me, whether it's a team at work, or my family, or friends that I do different things with, after I told them about all of this, first of all, why did I tell them all of this? Why is it important for them to know about it? Because all of us are starting to feel that there's nothing to advance to. We have no desire to develop. We don't have the fuel, the drive. We have no idea what's ahead. And this brings us to despair, helplessness. As a result, in the last generation, there are children, and if it's for me and my grandchildren, we start finding out that they don't want anything. They just want to, you know, live a very basic life. But they're not looking for any big achievements or anything. They don't want to be really rich or big scientists or something. They understand that all these things bear no fulfillment for a person. And therefore we see that you want to be a scientist. Great, go ahead. You want to be rich. Go and burn your life on that. But most of the teenagers and young people, they don't want it. What do they want? They want to live a good, nice, comfortable, convenient life, to play some game, to do something, and to go through life that way. So this is what I wrote down. The one thing is that we've reached a state where we're in a world of uncertainty, and this uncertainty brings us to different doubts and thoughts about life, contemplations, and the other thing is that many people have no inner fulfillment in life nowadays. Suppose I talked about these things with the people around me. What next? Why did I tell them about this, in order to scrutinize with them, is this the right state that we're in? Maybe not even us, if we're grown-ups, but maybe even our children, grandchildren. So, after this general example, I have to raise a question for discussion. Yeah, for us to understand that these questions that we talked about, the speech that I gave them, that it's accepted by them, and they agree in general with what's going on and what happens in our generation. And our generation is in such a state where we have no answers. They're turning to us. Suppose they used to turn to us, the older generation, and we can't give an answer. And therefore they don't turn to us because they feel that we have no answers. It's the first time in history and development that you don't turn to the elders because the elders have no answer. We've stopped advancing according to the process called evolution.
Okay. Now,
we have a lady that's studying with us on this course. She's a part of a six-person team. She's not the manager. They're all equals, a team of six people. Well, they're cooperating on a certain level. Also, there is some competition, a bit envy, you know, like in every team. Where you have people, you have different kinds of relationships. And she studied on this course, and she understands that the world is advancing toward integration and connection and so on. She understands many things already. And the first stage for her to introduce this to her team is to tell them about what we talked about just now. Suppose she can explain it in the best possible way. The next stage or phase is to find out together with them, what do they think about it? This next stage, this is what she has to do? Well, obviously we have to find out what do they think. But what's next is that we have to reach some kind of common ground. First, to know that we all agree with these facts, with the situation that our generation's in, and in this situation, what happens with the older people, with the grandparents, meaning with the mothers and fathers and the children, and even with the grandchildren. We have 4 degrees. 4 levels. And we have to understand where we all are. And accordingly, for us to see all these things in life. Are we really helpless, that we have no direction, lack of understanding of how to advance, toward what situation, state. And we've reached a state where all of us are in kind of shock from what life brought us to. And we have no idea how to fit in, how to manage, control, lead, be led, nothing. It's the first time in life that we have no idea what's going on with us. How do you scrutinize that with that team? I'm in a team with five other people. I gave them the starting speech. How do I find out, are they with me in the same position or what they think? Maybe there should be several talks. I don't know how many talks, depending on the kind of person in front of you, until they understand, what are you talking about? Where did you take all of these ideas from, these facts? Why are you so sure when you're looking at life and so on and so forth? But after they all more or less agree with your point of view on life, then you can already advance, but not before that. How do I bring them to agree with me? Facts of life. Look at what's going on with the young generation, with the even younger generation, the grandchildren that are going to kindergarten and first grades in school, how they act and behave. They too actually don't look at us. The elders, they have something in their nature where they disagree with us to begin with. It's something that we don't have. We grabbed mom and dad by the hand and we followed them without questions. They don't. They have criticism and they don't want to be like us. I'm talking about children at the ages of 5, 10, 12. That already disagree with what we tell them. Because there's a connection between them, they're connected to the internet, they feel that instead of mom and dad, they have someone to guide them. It's the internet, all in all. And they don't believe anyone. It's always possible for them to go online and get whatever they need for life from their different discernments and so on. Okay, so this is how I summarize this stage. That development brought us to a state where today we're in kind of shock. We have no idea what to do from now on. What's the next stage in our explanation? The next stage in our explanation is determining that we are in an unknown state. It's the very first time where humanity has no idea, where people have no idea what are they headed toward, where are they headed, and they have no good example from which that they can aspire for or attribute themselves to and follow them. You have no fascists, communists, capitalists, these, those that are successful in one way or another. There are some here and there, but these are in very narrow circles. And so we don't know what to do with ourselves. Therefore, the young generation doesn't want to invest a lot in studying, doesn't want to invest a lot in advancing in some profession or something. They just want to benefit somehow from life. Why? In order to sit with their Coke and burger, and that's it. I did what I did in life. I'm sitting on the grass and the sun and everything's fine. Why was it important to me to explain to the people around me, to bring them to the conclusion that it's the first time that we have no idea where we're headed and what's the next stage? Because the clear future state that was always spread before mankind always gave mankind a kind of push, pull. It pulled children to study, parents to work more and more. I see on my children that are already grown up and their parents themselves, I see that they really worked 15 hours a day in order to succeed, to make, to build themselves. I look at my grandchildren, they don't want that life. It's as though they've learned from their parents that it's useless. What am I living for? In order to be a donkey? And I think the even younger generation that's growing up now, that are now five, suppose, they're even smarter. And they have no inner drive to invest themselves in order to do different things in the world, to achieve some special status or something. Meaning, the force that brought to human development, the development of technology, economy, culture, education, that force ran out. So what now, Dr. Lightman? Probably we don't need it anymore. I don't see that as a result we came to something. Who's happy? Who's happy? I don't know. That's a question. What point would I like to bring the people in my group so that from there we'll be able to advance towards something? To a discussion of what does it mean to be happy? Dr. Lightman, look. Our time is up. Just one more thing. It's clear to us that we're born and that we die. How can we be as happy as possible between these two points? This is what we should think about. Yeah, this is what you talk about. Dr. Lightman, we have many more questions, so probably we'll have many more shows, and in the meantime, all the best. Good luck. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. All the best.